Welcome to Behind the Health Statistic. My name's Ricky Hellier. I'm a lecturer at Cardiff University. In this episode, my colleague John Hyde will be talking to somebody about their lived experience of paranoid schizophrenia. So what is schizophrenia? Well, it's a complex disease that affects how people think and how they behave. In the UK, prevalence of schizophrenia and related disorders is approximately around about 14 to 15 per thousand people. Around about 25% of people who suffer an episode of schizophrenia will go on to recover completely without further problems in later life. Schizophrenia most often strikes in around late teens and early 20s and slightly later in women than men. However, onset can occur as late as 70 years old. The condition may develop slowly and the first signs can be hard to identify as they often develop in teenage years. The symptoms are becoming socially withdrawn, unresponsive, or changing to sleeping pattern and can be mistaken for that teenage phase. The symptoms of schizophrenia are usually classified into two things. There's positive and negative symptoms. Positive symptoms can include hallucinations or delusions. Some people develop a delusional idea to explain hallucinations they're having. So, for example, if they're hearing voices describing their actions, they might have delusions that someone is monitoring their actions. Some people experience paranoid delusions and might feel like they're being harassed or persecuted. They feel like they're being chased or being watched or plotted against. Negative symptoms occur where people seem to withdraw from the world and take no interest in everyday social actions. They often appear emotionless and flat. So things can happen like people don't want to sort of wash in the morning, so they become socially withdrawn. They tend to lose interest and motivation in life, you know, and this includes even relationships and sex. And the lack of concentration, not wanted to leave the house and changes in sleeping patterns, like I said. So what we're going to do now is have a listen to John and the interviewee, and
So I just want to sort of delve straight in actually with this at the first question. What do you think is important for us to know about you and your life?
So with regards to my illness?
Illness, and I suppose we're sort of talking about both physical and kind of mental health and how all of these things have kind of impacted on you, and and also I suppose a bit about, you know, what hobbies and things you like, or, you know, a bit about your background, I suppose.
Well, I suppose my background, when I was younger, I was quite happy. I was always felt very supported and safe and loved by my parents. We were never really rich, but yeah, my dad was a carpenter, my mum was a librarian. They were pretty hard to keep us, you know, comfortable and safe.
Yeah.
I always remember being very happy. Yeah. I got a little older then. When I was in my late teens, I sort of experimented with a lot of party drugs.
Right.
That was when I first started getting unwell. That was when I was about 19. Mm-hmm. And then when I was 20, I was experiencing, I think, psychotic symptoms. And then when I was 21, I was diagnosed with treatment-resistant paranoid schizophrenia and put onto clozapine. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've experienced anxiety, depression, paranoia, social withdrawal.
Yeah.
And I'm 37 now, and I've had these problems for a long time.
Yeah.
But since I was...
I guess age of 20s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll perhaps talk a little bit about that again a bit more sort of in a moment, but I just wanted to think about that, you know, those early days and things that you sort of liked to before you became unwell, about, because I guess we're sort of thinking about physical health here. You know, would you say you were kind of an active person or sportive?
Oh yeah, I was very active when I was younger. I used to like to run. Mm-hmm. I was never overweight. I was always in quite good shape. Mm-hmm. I did leave school when I was about 16 after my GCSEs, and I worked very hard and I was always in quite good shape. The work I did was quite physical. I worked in catering to start with, in a conference and marketing department, which is very busy. I'd worked long hours, and obviously the nutrition probably wasn't very good because there was just very little time. But I was always in good shape physically.
So sort of healthy kind of like lifestyle, and obviously active in terms of your kind of job and work and sort of recreation.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you said, you told us a bit about your sort of family and your sort of your upbringing and situation. I suppose it's just one of the questions I want to ask, because it Is there anybody else in your family who's had any similar kind of health issues like you described?
To my knowledge, there's no history of mental illness in my family, no.
Right, okay. And you said, obviously, at sort of 21, that was the first time that you kind of noticed kind of signs and symptoms of things that were coming on.
Maybe a little earlier.
Right.
Like I said, when I was about 19 or 20, I was quite heavily involved with you know, party drugs, ecstasy, and cocaine, and amphetamine.
Mm.
And it was around that time that I would get very paranoid. And looking back, I could, as I would sober up coming off the drugs, I would gain insight and realise I had been paranoid, and I'd come up with these sort of quite deep delusions while I was high.
Yeah.
So it was around that time that I started first experiencing that kind of...
Yeah. I mean, what impact did that have for you? I suppose, obviously, there's always experiences on your kind of life, on your day-to-day activities, sort of, have those experiences.
It was a very frightening experience, to be honest. It was, I moved out when I was 19 and I was sharing an apartment with a friend, and we were both quite heavily into the drugs, and it was a pretty dark time for me. I was in a bit of a state, and by the end, before I moved back home, I quite firmly believed, and to this day still believe, that my friends, the people around me at the time, were all working against me and had very little regard for me, and they'd set up these little scenarios and tests for me and talk about me behind my back. And it was fairly dark at the time. And I then moved back home into my parents' house. So I did continue to use drugs for a little while after that, but then I stopped altogether when I was 21, around late 21, early 22. And it is something that has overshadowed me since. I have been diagnosed with schizophrenia. I don't know if that was caused by the drug use or exacerbated by it or what.
As I say, it's a difficult thing to sort of tease out, but obviously, you know, there is sometimes that link, say, between precipitating it. Yeah. I mean, you said obviously that sort of treatment and ongoing since then, you're diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia and started on clozapine medication. What impact did that have on you taking that medication for a start?
To be honest, I found it quite an unpleasant medication to take. I think it did have some impact on me mentally. It did help me mentally, but physically, that's when I first became obese. I did put quite a lot of weight on. I had a lot of trouble with my bowels. I was with the constipation. That was really bad. I used to get very dizzy when I stood up. Passed out a couple of times.
Yeah, which is pretty unpleasant. Yeah.
One big thing I found with the clozapine was the fact that I had to go for a blood test frequently. I think it was every other day to start with, and then once a week, and then it changed to fortnightly. And then I'd have to attend the clinic every 2 weeks after that, because I'd pick up medication, and then I'd have a blood test 2 weeks after that.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks after that, I'd pick up medication. So it was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's sort of obviously quite involved, and obviously there's a reason why the blood test is there, because it can have an impact on people. But you mentioned, I suppose, the one thing... picking out of that was that it sort of, when you start to put on quite a bit of weight, and obviously that must have had an impact on you as well. Could you tell me a bit more about how?
I put on a lot of weight. I can't completely blame the clozapine for that. I think because of my illness, I do get quite apathetic at times and find it hard to control what I eat. But with the clozapine, it made me feel very hungry and crave fatty foods and sugary foods a lot. So it is a big concern. I did lose a lot of weight, and then I lost my motivation and put a lot back on again.
Yeah.
So it is a worry for me. Like I say, I am obese, and I do worry that I'll develop obesity related illness.
Yeah.
Potentially even die from it.
Yeah, which I was, you know, obviously a real concern, I suppose. I mean, thinking back, and I can remember back that time that you did lose quite a lot of weight, and was talking a bit about that, your motivation for going on quite a rigorous healthcare regime at the time.
I kind of fell into it, because I used to eat sugar every day, and I just decided, right, I'm only going to eat sugar once a week on a Thursday. And then I started cross training. I bought a cross trainer and started exercising in the house and put on a TV episode. And so, yeah, I did. And then I got down to, I was still overweight, but I was at a relatively heavy, relatively healthy weight. And I lost my motivation again. And before I knew it, it crept back up.
Yeah. It was a kind of a good healthy habit you got into, and I suppose it's kind of, getting back into, or, you know, a different sort of track, I suppose, around eating. But I mean, I do remember when you did, and it was, it really did take quite a lot of sort of commitment as well to sort of do that, because it was a really very rigorous health regime that you sort of did go on. So it was quite a pronounced change. There was another thing as well, even before then, I'm thinking about, in terms of health, where you stopped smoking as well.
Yeah, I haven't smoked for years now. I quit when I was 28, so I'm 37 now, so.
Yeah. And I remember you sort of decided to quit, and that was it, without any other attempts on the first go, which is pretty remarkable, actually, because most people take a few goes of that. So,
I was very happy with that. I set a date about 6 weeks in the future. I said, that's the date I'm going to quit smoking on. And I did.
Yeah. Okay. Just thinking as well, as we said about that sort of healthcare regime, but also you said about your kind of illness, how that also impacts on, because you said about being active, how does that impact on your kind of day-to-day activities, such as things like going out and about or even doing exercise?
If I exercise, I have to do it at home, really. I find it really uncomfortable being out of the house. I mean, I go for a walk sometimes, but not very often, because I find it quite hard going out there. I worry I'm being watched and followed, and it's really quite uncomfortable. And also, I feel very apathetic and depressed a lot of the time, so I find it quite hard to motivate myself to do things. And I even have become nocturnal. I spend most of my time alone at night, because that's when it's quietest and when I feel most comfortable.
Thank you. What sort of things do you think have kind of helped for you, or caused any, either both, there's the two things, helped you or caused any other sort of problems, I suppose, in terms of health?
Well, I suppose one thing that's quite heavily negatively impacted me has been relying on benefits. I find it incredibly stressful. So constantly waiting for the next letter to come to the door for the next reassessment, and the government are constantly bringing out a new benefit that you have to be moved over onto. And I do rely for my financial security on benefits. I absolutely hate being on benefits. So that's something that's negatively affected me. Something that's positively affected me has probably been the people that have provided my healthcare, the doctors and the nurses, and even people like the phlebotomists. And just everyone that's been involved has been amazing. I suppose in particular the nurses.
Thank you.
Well, no, it's been incredible help. I mean, the nurses at the clozapine clinic, that run the clozapine clinic, were brilliant. Obviously yourself, I've known you for quite a long time, and you've had quite a large impact on my life.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your time. It's been really helpful sort of talking and getting this interview with you.
So a huge thank you to John for that interview. I'm sure you'll agree it's extremely interesting, and thank you for the participant for agreeing to be involved. If you'd like any more information on schizophrenia, please refer to the NHS website or organisations such as Mind, and thank you for listening.